Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be talking about the subject of legalism and liberalism. What are these two persuasions? Are they of God? And what does that have to do with us? Today, I'm by myself on the panel. Everybody is out being a legalist or a liberalist. And I have been given the task to try to answer this kind of hot topic. Is it wrong to be a legalist? Is it wrong to be a liberalist as a Christian? Now, let's first take a look at number one. What is really the definition of legalism and liberalism? And let's just look in scripture real quick here. In Colossians chapter 1, we get a great example of legalism. The Apostle Paul, actually in chapter 2, verse 8, says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy." And here it is. "Which depends on human tradition and elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." Legalism basically says that you have to follow human traditions in order to be able to gain favor in God's sight. It is through your own efforts, and basically there is a human-made set of rules and regulations that the Apostle Paul uses the example of in chapter 2, verse 21, human regulations to say, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. You can't do this. You have to do this. These are things that are based on human traditions. Man comes up with his own set of rules as to how he feels he can please God. Problem is, Paul says in verse 22 of chapter 2, These rules have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. Do you see it? Paul says, legalism, do not touch, do not taste. Can't do this, can't do that. These are human traditions. These are merely human commands and teachings, which he says are going to perish. They don't please God. They don't help somebody gain right standing with God. Now he says these regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of their body, but they lack any value in restraining the sin nature, sensual indulgence. So what is legalism? Legalism is a set of man-made rules that say that you as a person have what it takes through your own efforts of saying yes to this, no to that, yes to this, no to that, where you lock yourself in this legalistic box and you think that you can have eternal life, forgiveness of sins, right standing with God through your legalistic efforts. And Paul says, sorry guys, but those efforts, along with legalism, is destined to perish. In other words, is leading you on a highway to hell. Wow. That's legalism in religion. What about liberalism? Well, that's the opposite extreme. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, actually all of Corinthians, gives us a great example of liberalism. Liberalism's on the other end of the spectrum that says, no, there's no religious box I have to be in. I can taste, I can touch, I can do whatever I want. Well, I'm so lovable that God has to love me no matter how I act. I don't need to try to please him. He lives to please me. And of course God wants me to be happy. That's why I'm allowed to go and have sex with anybody I want to. That's why I'm allowed to drink as much alcohol as I want to. That's why I'm allowed to walk, talk, and act any way I like to, because I am, here's the buzzword, free. Well, the Apostle Paul is saying to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, he says, because they were saying the same thing. They go, well, I have the right to do anything. You see liberalism right there? Paul says, you're right. You are free in Christ. But not everything is beneficial. Well, they said, I have the right to do anything. Paul says, you're right, but you should not be mastered by anything, i.e. your sensual, self-centered pleasures. Paul says, don't you know, Christian, in verse 19 of chapter 6, that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, liberalism? Paul says you need to honor God with your bodies. In other words, Christian, just like you can't earn God's favor through legalism, where you go, oh, I'm not allowed to touch that. I'm not allowed to do this. I have to do this. I can't do that. It's all this religious, this legalistic box you put yourself into. Paul says that's all destined to perish. That's on a highway to hell. The opposite extreme, liberalism, it's the same thing. Somebody who says, well, Christ has set me free. I can do anything I want. In one respect, yeah, you can do anything you want. But here's the question. Why would you want to do anything you want that is not honoring to God and it's not beneficial for you and the body of Christ? Christian, you were bought with a price. God, the Holy Spirit, lives in you. Think of this one. Those who say, well, I can do anything I want because, you know, I've been forgiven. Great. So when you're, as a single Christian, okay, having sex with somebody, which you know you're not supposed to outside of the context of marriage, well, guess who's sitting on that bed with you in a very metaphorical way? The Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's in you. When you turn right, guess what? He turns right. When you turn left, guess what? He turns left. You know, whoever you're hanging out with, guess what? He's in that company too. Whatever you say, he hears. Whatever you do, he sees. Wait a second. You're going to unite yourself in an immoral way through liberalistic ideology, which is from the pit of hell, and you're going to expose God, the Holy Spirit, who is in you, to that, to watching pornography with you, going out and partying with you? Wait a second. Hello, are you kidding me? Christian, you're not your own. Yes, you have been set free. Free from the slavery of your sin nature. But guess what? You now serve a new master. His name is Jesus Christ. Christian, you're still a slave. You're still a bond servant. But you were bought at a price. You're not your own. You have a master. He's a good master, a great master, a wonderful master. His name's Jesus Christ. Therefore, you honor your master. You don't just throw off all restraints and say, ah, Christ set me free. Yes. Do you understand this, the definition of freedom? Freedom from your sin nature. Freedom from the bondage of sin, self, and Satan. You've been set free from that. But you've not been set free to go out and live any way you want. Why? Because the one who set you free had to buy you with a price. What was the price? It wasn't silver and gold, Peter says in 1 Peter. It was the precious, royal, unblemished blood of Christ that was poured out for you in the forgiveness of your sins. He bought you at a price. You're not your own. You just changed masters. You went from being under the master of sin, self, and Satan. Now you're the under the master of the sovereign Savior. And the down payment that you were purchased with, that shows that you've been purchased, is God the Holy Spirit who lives in you. So you're going to expose him to liberalism? Sleeping with anybody you want to sleep with? Talking any way you want to talk? Doing whatever you want? Hello? No. Scripture commands honor God with your body. That includes your mind. That includes your mouth. That includes your actions. That includes where you walk, what you grab for, everything. You don't do this in a legalistic way because you've been set free. You're not trying to please God to earn your salvation. You're trying to live your life in gratitude for the free gift of your salvation. Does that make sense? Well, it's interesting. The Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5 makes a very clear statement. He says, this kind of persuasion, talking about false teaching, because that's what liberalism is. That's what legalism is. It is false teaching. And you know what the Apostle Paul says? He says in verse 8 of chapter 5, that kind of persuasion, false teaching that goes against God's truth, does not come from the one, i.e. God, who calls you. Calls you means calls you into salvation. Paul says that type of persuasion, whether it's legalism, liberalism, humanism, whatever ism you want to attach to it, okay? Capitalism, communism, all these isms, humanism, selfism, pleasureism, which is hedonism, that type of persuasion does not come from God, the one, by the way, Christian, who called you graciously into his family and who has graciously given you the gift of salvation. That type of persuasion is straight from the pit of hell. What kind of persuasion? All those isms that go against God's word of truth. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Hot Topics, where we are talking about legalism and liberalism. If you weren't with us at the beginning of the show, we first wanted to ask the question, what is legalism? What is liberalism? Basically, legalism is on one end of the spectrum, and it basically says, I can, through my own efforts, by putting myself in this small, narrow, self-imposed, human tradition set box, through what I can and can't do, my own set of rules, I can please God. Well, that's wrong. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, that type of ism, legalism, it's destined to perish. You're on a highway to hell if that's the way you think you're going to be saved, through your own legalistic ways of trying to please God. The opposite end of the spectrum is liberalism. It takes off all restraints and it says, you know what? I've been set free. Christ loves me. And I can go out and live any way I want to right now. I can be liberal with my thought life. I can be liberal with my words. I can be liberal with my actions. No, Christian, you can't. Because you know what? We had some crazy Corinthians that Paul had to write to, and they wanted to live some liberal ways. And Paul says, no. You've been set free, yes. Free from the bondage of sin, self, and Satan. But now you serve another master. His name is Jesus Christ. And his spirit, God the Holy Spirit, lives inside of you. And Christian, think about this. When you go out and live, or when it comes to your thought life or your words and actions, guess who's there with you? God the Holy Spirit. So if you want to go out and, you know, use your body as some sort of instrument for ungodliness, guess who's there with you? God the Holy Spirit. You know, when you have that thought life, that when you're all by yourself and no one's around and you start thinking all kinds of lustful thoughts that then lead you to click onto the TV or to the internet to watch some pornography, guess who's there with you? God the Holy Spirit. You know, when you start gossiping against people and blessing God with one side of your mouth and cursing God's creation and his people with the other side of your mouth, guess who's listening to each and every word? God the Holy Spirit, because he lives in you. Liberalism. No, that's not from God. Again, in Galatians 5, we saw what Paul said about those type of isms. In verse 8, he said that type of persuasion, false teaching, whether it's legalism, liberalism, humanism, communism, capitalism, selfism, hedonism, all those isms that are meant to puff up your pride and satisfy yourself, even if you wrap religion around it, Paul says that type of persuasion is not from God who calls you. Well, then the question is, where does legalism come from? Where does liberalism come from? In fact, let's just pile all the isms together. Where do all these isms come from? Well, if they're not from God, who is the enemy of God? Aha, the devil? Yeah. And he's got some workers out there who are busy propagating this persuasion, this false teaching called legalism or liberalism or any other ism. Who are the workers of Satan? The demons. And that's why in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul gave a young pastor named Timothy a very clear warning. In chapter 4, starting in verse 1, Paul said to Timothy, the Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, which by the way, Christian, we're in right now, some will abandon the faith, meaning God's faith, faith in God that is defined and described through the Word of God, the Word of God. Well, Paul says some are going to abandon all that in these later days. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to follow deceiving spirits. What are they going to follow them for? Well, they're going to listen to their teaching. Wait a second. How do you listen to? Paul says they're going to follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. What? Yeah, did you know, Christian, that some of the best preaching in the world today is doctrine taught by demons? Now, let me be very clear. I'm not criticizing somebody in particular. I'm just making a very blanket statement. Wait a second, Andrew, how can you make that statement? Well, look what Scripture says. Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. So guess what? You got all kinds of messages being preached week in and week out by, yep, you heard it, demons, doctrine of demons. And what do they teach? Well, first of all, we're told that these type of teachings come through hypocritical liars. You see, the demons have people who work for them. These are hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. A lot of these workers for the demons and for Satan, they don't even realize what they're saying. Well, how's that? Well, their consciences have been seared. Think of an animal when you brand or market, their skin has been seared. They don't feel anything. Same with these teachers, these false teachers who are working for the demons and for the devil. They have lied so much that their consciences don't even realize they're lying anymore. They've been teaching false teaching, legalism, liberalism, humanism, thisism, thatism, hedonism, all in the name of God. And they've been doing it so long that their consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. And again, some of their teachings Well, they forbid people to marry. They order them to abstain from certain foods. Sounds like legalism to me. Yeah, these are people who will mislead people in the church. Yeah. What they will do is they will counsel younger women in chapter 5 of 1 Timothy, you know, to come on, you're young, you're a widow, or you're not married yet, and you, come on, God wants you to be happy. Go and just come on, in the name of love, it's no problem to go out and have sex. Well, that's interesting. That's called liberalism. And the Apostle Paul had something to say about that. He says, I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already, and they've turned away to follow Satan through their liberal ways. Whoa. Yeah. There's another ism that is of Satan. It's called the ism of health and wealth, the prosperity gospel. That comes straight from the pit of hell. That's stuff that false teachers preach. And how do we know that? Well, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Paul really nails the false teachers. In verse 9, these are people who want to get rich. And what do? They fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Paul says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Boy, there's your health and wealth prosperity gospel. Friends, you need to understand about that. Those who preach health and wealth, for those of you who don't know, basically, these are people who claim that God exists to keep you healthy and make you wealthy. That's basically their theology. And that God exists to bless you. That's all he wants to do. And you have to show enough faith by giving enough money to this Ponzi scheme. And by doing so, God then blesses you. And isn't it interesting? Why do I call it a Ponzi scheme? Because that's exactly what it is. Only the guys at the top are the ones who get rich. Yeah, you know, the health and wealth prosperity gospel, I saw a statistic, those people who preach that, those churches who follow that, there's only a small percentage of really people who are wealthy there. And those people are the false teachers. The remaining people, over 80% of them live below the poverty line. Do you see it? These people go to those churches because they are promised that God wants to keep you healthy and make you wealthy. Now, can God do that? Of course he can. But God does not exist to please us. We exist to please him. And the greatest health and the greatest wealth is the salvation of your soul. Jesus said, his call into the kingdom, deny yourself. That goes completely against the health and wealth prosperity gospel. Take up your cross. That goes completely against the health and wealth prosperity gospel. And Jesus says, follow me, not follow money. Yet these charlatans, these false teachers are preying on poor people throughout the world. And people are giving whatever they have to this Ponzi scheme that is wrapped around this ism of healthism and wealthism. And only the guys at the top are the ones getting rich. They're taking all the money. Everybody else, they're still living under the poverty level. Well, how do they get away with it? Well, they just keep telling the people, well, you don't have enough faith. You got to show more and more faith. That's why God's not blessing you. I mean, that comes straight from the pit of hell. You know what? The Apostle Paul had something to say about these people, these type of people that teach a false gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says about them, people who do not teach God's truth. You know what he calls them? In chapter 11, verse 13, he says they're false teachers. They're deceitful workers. They're masquerading as teachers of Christ. And he goes, and no wonder, because Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Do you see it? Where are the isms? Where are the seeds of the isms being planted the most? In churches. Yeah. Satan doesn't have to do much work in the pornographic industry. No. Non-believers, their sin nature leads them there. Satan doesn't have to do much work when it comes to the gambling casinos and all these other places that promise to fulfill person's sensual desires. Non-believers are led there. Satan doesn't have to do any work there. You know where he's doing his work? In religion. And he's planting seeds of ism everywhere, from legalism to liberalism. Legalism on one side, liberalism on the other side, and all the other isms in between. Wealthism, humanism, healthism, capitalism, communism, all these isms. Hedonism. Satan has his demons teaching false doctrine through deceitful workers who are masquerading as true teachers. And they all work for Satan, who masquerades as an angel of light. And Paul says, it's not surprising then, his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Paul says, their end will be what their actions deserve. Friends, there is only one ism. It's called Christism. We have the word of Christ, Christian, right in front of us. We have the spirit of Christ, Christian, who lives in us. And we have the glory of Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. We have the glory of God is our goal. The only ism we have is submissivism. That's our goal. We are bond slaves of Christ. Christian, you were bought at a price. You're not your own. We deny ourselves. We don't try to please ourselves. We take up our cross and we follow our Savior, the one who gave his all, so that we could have life with him forever. That's the ism, Christism, that we need to live. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.